Good morning. You're tuned into Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning with my guests for the morning interview. I'm happy to have with me two people who have been to Sitka before, one who has spent a lot of time in Sitka, and I think listeners will be familiar with, and one who was in Sitka back in 2009 and for a chunk of time. So my guests are Jerry Martin. He's a Northwest California author. And Carolyn Servid, a former Sitkin and the former director of the Island Institute. Thank you both for being here this morning.
What a treat.
Thank you.
Great to have you both in the room. And I want to, gosh, there's so much to talk about. I get a little bit overwhelmed, but I think what I'm going to do is help control my overwhelm by turning to you, Jerry, and asking you to start with a little bit of a reading.
Okay. Yeah, and you'll get some sense of how overwhelmed I was also by the prospect of being here and realizing that the subject I was researching was caretaking, because I was taking care of my mother, and I realized that this is an entire community devoted to caretaking of one kind or another. So I was on KCAW that morning, promoting the event on the air, on waves of sound from its waterfront studio, above the sound of breaking surf, breaking news, inlets tuning up, whales singing, sounding, surfacing, blowing air, wind through green bristled combs of spruce, out on the sound, the buoy, buoyant, rocking, longing for the lost at sea, consoled by hope for the afternoon float plane, leaving the water for sky, the sky turning dark with onshore rain, the whisper of borrowed bicycle tires on wet street, blowing through the town's only stoplight, pedaling through echo of Tlingit spoken here, Raven KCAW live, weather on the half hour, writer in residence on Thimbleberry Bay, on Salmonberry Wine, on jazz, on radio, soul of sound, sound of the heart, beat of place, of time.
Yeah, full circle. Beautiful. That brings us right into Sitka, and it brings us right into a moment that you lived here in Sitka back in October of 2009. Just a lovely little piece of writing that readers and listeners will get to read themselves, in a book that you are just having published. Wave Shock is the name of it, and that's what we're here to talk about today. But I do want to spend a moment on this moment that you shared with us when you're in Sitka. You mentioned caretaking. So you were here in Sitka in October of 2009 with the Island Institute. And we'll talk a little bit more about what you were doing, Jerry, but I want to turn to Carolyn at this moment, because you were a co-founder of the Island Institute. So many people are going to know exactly what the Island Institute was, and then some people won't. So I'd love for you to just kind of explain, what was the Island Institute? How long did it go on? Tell us more.
Well, it began in 1984, and with a group of people, four people associated with Old Harbor Books. Don Muller was key. Marilyn Newman at the time, and Cheryl Morse, whose name is, she's changed her name, and I'm sorry that I don't know what that is, but she was living here then. Anyway, we decided we wanted to see if we could get writers to come to Sitka, and we did. And that turned into the Sitka Symposium, which ran for 25 years. 1984 was the first, and that was a theme-based program around writing and ideas, and it turned out to be the threads were primarily community, place, and story. And we managed to find angles on that theme for 25 years and brought an extraordinary group of people through town. In addition to that program, we hosted a residency program, which is how Jerry got here, which was a month-long residency for writers to come and be here and think about their work in the context of this place and do various activities in the community. And then we also published a little journal twice a year, and that was work by residents and people who came to our symposium. And then we got involved also in community sustainability work And my husband, Doric Macho, who people will also remember, I think, was key in leading that effort. And it, and so the Institute grew into this multifaceted, odd organization that nobody could understand. But I just feel like the community was such an important part of our work. And I'd like to think that we gave back mm-hmm. in all these different ways to Sitka. And it was definitely my life work. I think of it that way. And it's just such a pleasure to be back here and to be sitting here in this studio where I used to host
Raven Anthology.
Raven Anthology and Straight No Chaser.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. So many people are very familiar with your voice, even over the airwaves.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, yeah, she read stories or essays with Doric. And a little bit of a flashback. But also, the Island Institute kind of continues on in its own way. And like now we're here in this moment, you know, and Jerry was here with the Island Institute. And you're here, too. And you were with the Institute as well, Carolyn. And Jerry, you were here working on an interesting topic of caretaking is what you said. So I guess you can tell us just a little bit about that before I want to move into the work you've been doing recently.
Yeah. I had been taking care of my mother, who was declining into dementia, and realized I was way over my head and taking on something that was far too much, and ended up needing caretaking myself. And it became the subject of a book, which is, I think, my personal mode of therapy, I guess, and working these matters out. And I was invited to the Island Institute to spend a month here in October 2009, which is when I was last on the radio here, and meeting a lot of caretakers. I thought, oh, this is a good place for researching that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's kind of the theme of this place.
Yeah.
It has that island culture of people knowing they need to care for one another and for the place where they live.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and actually one of the caretakers is sitting right next to you, which
very much so.
Is interesting because that is kind of how you got into this book that you just published, Wave Shock. Carolyn, you designed the book. Tell us about the book that Jan Straley wrote.
Well, Jan Straley put together a collection of essays about Ed Ricketts, who was a marine biologist from the Bay, from Monterey area in California. And he traveled, he collected some marine specimens for high school and college classes. He had Pacific Laboratory, that's not quite the right word, but in Monterey, and the book is about a trip that he and Jack Calvin made to Sitka aboard Jack's boat, the Grampus. Jack and his wife Sasha Kashavarov, and Joseph Campbell, which is sort of the odd person to be on that voyage, but it turned out to be a critical voyage for all of them. They were part of a little intellectual circle in the Monterey area that was really working on new ideas about breaking through, you know, pushing through the limits that we have to new ground. And Jerry should talk about that. But I'll just say I knew Jack Calvin. He was my first landlord when I moved to Sitka, and I was privileged to get to know him a little bit, because he was a remarkable human being. And so I've had this special tie to him, and the book just made it all the stronger for me.
And your connection with Jan Straley's book, I think you may have given that to Jerry, which is potentially how, Jerry, you got inspired by this whole Ed Ricketts, this journey that happened. What, you know, like that was some fire for you.
Yeah. It took me a while to realize that Carolyn had been the instigator of this by sending Jan Straley's book. And the story would just not let go of me. I had no idea how to talk about it. I wrote a poem about it, which was like totally inadequate. You know, just, and I realized, well, that was not the way to do it. And I kept trying for a couple of years to find ways to do it. And finally realized that that part of what I needed to do was to follow the thinking of that group, which was a first instance of ecology coming into actually on the ground science and being part of marine biology, which was pretty much a desk job before that. But also the sense of having to talk about everything at once. And I think that, I don't know what to call it at the moment, everything at once-ness is what the book required of me. And I think of all of us at this point in time. And it's very much comparable to the summer of 1932. Hitler was coming to power in Europe. Now it's climate change. Both, I think, are part of a continuum of the collapse of Western capitalism and its civilization built around it.
So big, big, big topics, but kind of looked at through this lens of a very relatable and local set of people and working through waters that we all know. We are plumb out of time. I'm not surprised. So I want to let people know that they can find out more about this book and talk with you, Jerry, as well as Carolyn and Holly Hughes, who is, remind me
what... She's with Empty Bowl Press, who published the book, and okay. She'll be here for the reading, which is tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night at Yaw Chapel on the Sitka Fine Arts campus. It's 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. And then there will also be an opportunity on Monday, July 28th in the Jack Calvin Room at the Sitka Sound Science Center in the afternoon. Stay tuned to find the time or come out on Saturday to find the time.
And buy this book. It's a very small book.
It is.
Considering
It's a very sweet book. And you can come out and take a look at the book as well. Well, I've been speaking with Jerry Martin, a Northwest California author and the author of Wave Shock, which we can all see tomorrow, and Carolyn Servid, the former director of the Island Institute and a former Sitkin. Thank you both for being here this morning.
Thank you, Brooke.
Thanks, Brooke.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.